This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It is Monday, July 13th. I'm Dylan Music. 2 years after California banned the sale of gas-powered lawn equipment, a new bill would require many local air districts to help landscapers switch to electric. From our partner Cap Radio, Gerardo Zavala reports.
Jose David Alonso is a landscaper from Altadena. He recently attended a Senate committee hearing to express concerns around a local ban on gas-powered equipment.
En una ocasión, un vecino me insultó por el motivo de estar usando.
He says he was recently insulted for using his gas-powered leaf blower while working. Someone told him that he was going to report into the city. Alonso says that's why he's here representing his landscaping colleagues going through the same problem. Alonso says buying electric equipment to replace his gear is difficult as many of the homes he used to work at were destroyed by the Eden fire. Daniela Gonzalez with Bill Sponsor California Immigrant Policy Center says current incentive programs don't consider the needs of the many immigrants who do the work.
Without meaningful support for the transition, local bans on gas-powered equipment could also and do push hardworking families into debt through fines and penalties.
Opponents, are you creating and administering the voucher programs could cost more than the incentives themselves.
That was Gerardo Zavala. A new law overhauls the role of the state superintendent of schools. From our partner LAist, LAU has more.
Instead of heading the California Department of Education, the superintendent will act as more of a public advocate for the school system. That includes plans for conducting independent evaluations of statewide education programs. As for the State Education Department, the next governor will appoint a new commissioner to head it. Earlier this year, LAist reported on how the state spent billions on a new grade for four-year-olds called transitional kindergarten without a plan to evaluate it. Details about the new superintendent role will still need to be hashed out.
That was LAU. And that's all for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.